This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into putty! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
It is the greatest sports entertainment spectacle on the planet. And once again, WrestleMania concludes its season, its 34th season, if you will, with WrestleMania. Congratulations, folks, and good evening. It's Ajay Salveson and Dave Denton as we give you a special WrestleMania edition podcast as WrestleMania 34 hits the spotlight. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana at the Silver Dome.
Which dome?
The Silver Dome, right?
Oh, you're channeling Hulk Hogan again.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I have no idea.
It's the Silver Dome.
It's the Silver
Oh, it's
the Superdome.
Yeah. My bad. Sorry, Hulk Hogan. Wasn't meaning to tease. Oh, wait. I was, actually. Yeah. Hey, folks. So good to have you along with us. We want to thank our great sponsors, Geeks of the Industry, the podcast family, where they allow us to be with them, MSR, Cache Valley Radio Network. Of course, we're going to be on 103.9 Cool.
Yep. Cool1039.com.
Which is awesome. Thank you, Dave, so much. And to the Cache Valley Radio Network for allowing us to be on there. But more importantly, thank you to our listeners. This is a blast, and we're so excited to get through with WrestleMania 34
to get going.
Can't wait. So much do we got to get through. We have the Hall of Fame. We have a musical Hall of Famer, which is really, really, and very, very well deserved, by the way.
Right.
We have a wrestler who I didn't think was ever going to see the Hall of Fame and finally does. And by the way, his interview about his entrance into the Hall of Fame is emotional. We'll get into that in just a little bit. We make predictions about each match. Of course we do. We're geniuses. We are experts.
Okay, we will be.
One of my favorite guys, Chris Evans. He jumps on. He's going to be talking about the SmackDown General Manager. Dave makes an appearance on a KVNU show on the Cache Valley Radio Network with For the People. So excited to get in that a little bit.
And Zane's going to be with us too.
I was going to skip Zane. Do we have to talk about ZP?
No, I guess not.
Zane Peterson's going to be on with us. I'm so excited to hear Zane and what he's got to say. It's all coming up. You are listening to a special WrestleMania edition of Turnbuckle Trash.
More trash is on the way on TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Emotions running sky high tonight on the road to WrestleMania.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Welcome back to another edition of Turnbuckle Trash, our special edition as we count you down to the hours leading into WrestleMania. Dave Denton, Ajay Salveson, Chris Evans will join us. Zane Peterson's going to join us. So much to get into, so little time to do it, so let's just go into it now. WWE Hall of Fame 2018 inductees, and it is a list that could be one of the best in recent memory, Dave.
Wow, it's going to be good. Going in, and I'm kind of surprised by this one, not because of what they meant to the WWE and the world of wrestling, but because one of the people in the Dudley Boys is very involved in Ring of Honor. The Dudley Boys, as a tag team, are going in to the WWE Hall of Fame. Of course, Bubba and Devon have been so big in the ECW days and throughout the years when they changed over to the Dudley Boys. And they're going to be going into the WWE Hall of Fame, and well-deserved.
Do you remember, I think it was WrestleMania, I want to say 17 or something like that. Forgive me, fans, for not remembering my WrestleManias, but the triple threat tag team match of Edge and Christian, Dudley Boys and Jeff and Matt Hardy.
Woo.
The ladder match.
Woo.
Just lit that place on fire.
It
incredible.
Was killer.
It's been great. No, and congratulations to them. I'm really excited for the Dudley Boys. Their tag team action, they always left it out on the mat. And that's no pun intended. And the just the tables, and you know, they always got the crowd. When they saw a table, that crowd erupted.
Yeah, Bubba would shout out, "Devon, get me the table."
Table, yep. And yeah. And the crowd almost kind of got into it too.
Yeah,
you know.
Let me just say one thing.
Go ahead.
What's up?
That's right. And remember, wasn't that just after Sprite? Was it Sprite that made?
No, it was a Budweiser.
The Budweiser commercial. Yeah. Huge thing. Hillbilly Jim.
Hillbilly Jim. I'm actually surprised by that one, to be honest with
really?
You. Yeah.
Why?
I just don't remember him making that big of an impact in the WWE. I know he was a huge star, and maybe it was a time when I wasn't watching the WWE very much. I do remember him with Uncle Elmer. And Uncle Elmer was a wrestler out of Memphis named Plowboy Frazier. And that's the basic reason that I remember Hillbilly Jim.
Ivory is going to be inducted into the 2018 WWE Hall of Fame. Well deserved for Ivory.
Yes, Ivory was a great competitor. But yeah, Ivory was such a great competitor and well deserved going into, you know, she was a former WWE Women's Champion too. So much deserved.
WCW superstars making the WWE Hall of Fame. Let's start with the first one and one of my favorites. Jeff Jarrett enters into the Hall of Fame. And this was awesome. You can find this on YouTube. Jeff Jarrett was being interviewed by a gentleman with his wife standing next to him in his home. And they asked him two things. They asked him about his time with WCW. And he was, you know, very gracious and very kind about it. Then they asked him about Vince McMahon. And he actually got emotional. And he was very, very respectful to what Mr. McMahon did for him. I thought it was just well told, and it tells you a lot about Jeff Jarrett more as a person than as a wrestler. Mm. And that's saying something, Dave.
Now, Jeff's had his personal problems over the years.
Yes.
You know, he recently was in rehab for big into the TNA Impact situation, and that went south on him. Then he went to Global Force. That went south on him. And he was just having all kinds of difficulties. But Double J, when he did that gimmick, it's Double J, bringing out that guitar and doing the slap nuts onto everybody. Yeah, baby, I liked it. Double J, Jeff Jarrett.
No one had a longer WCW winning streak except for one man, Goldberg. His start into WCW was just fantastic, and his time there was incredible. I always remember him standing in the midst of those fireworks at the top of the ramp and just ramping himself up to go wrestle him, and then beating the crap out of him in 30 seconds, walking out of the ring like it was just another day
doing
as usual.
That jackhammer. Oh, whoa, that was a great
spear
move.
I mean, yeah, he was as strong as he could be. He was as amped as he could get. Goldberg is your another entry as a WCW superstar into the WWE Hall of Fame.
I'll tell two quick stories.
Yes.
Goldberg's first appearance on TV.
Oh my gosh, I
was
remember this.
In Salt Lake City.
Yep.
And do you know who was there?
No.
Zane.
What?
Zane Peterson was in the audience there the first time Goldberg appeared on nationwide TV.
I bet Zane booed him too.
He probably did. When my wife came home from something she was doing that night, I said, "You've got to see this new guy. He is incredible."
Oh my gosh.
A lot of people tried to compare him to Stone Cold.
Wasn't even close.
No, wasn't even close.
They
were two completely different characters.
Yeah,
I loved it.
Wasn't even close. Congratulations to Goldberg, a well-deserved award. I remember when he made his, when The Rock was a heel, and this is early, like in 2001 or two, and Rock's having a little special day, and Goldberg interrupts it, and they kind of start, you know, walking around the green, kind of pacing each other, and the crowd's chatting Goldberg, and Goldberg just stops and says, "You're next."
Oh, yeah.
And then spears him. It was just lit up. So congratulations to Goldberg and to Jeff Jarrett, by the way. WCW superstars being entered into the WWE 2018 Hall of Fame. We're not done yet, by the way. Mark Henry will be entering into the WWE Hall of Fame.
The world's strongest man, legitimately, at one point, he was declared as the world's strongest man when he was competing in the strongman competitions. Big, burly, and just a big old teddy bear. And a good actor.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember when he did that little bit where he retired in the ring,
yeah,
and then he turned heel and started doing that Hall of Pain. Oh, yeah. Mark Henry.
Awesome.
Very much deserved.
The celebrity WWE Hall of Famer will be the one who is actually hosting the theme song, Celebrate, by the one, the only, Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
How awesome is that? Kid Rock is so well deserved. If Florida, Florida, whatever the crap his name is, makes it, I'm going to probably puke, and I'm probably going to break my TV.
But you think about Kid Rock's musical career. He started off as a heavy-duty hip-hop star.
Yep.
I mean, he did some hip-hop. He mm-hmm. would rap really good. And then he kind of lessened it up, made more of a little bit of rock and roll mixed with hip-hop. And then he's also had country hits. So, very
musical.
Do
you remember his song with him and Sheryl Crow?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That was number one for a long time.
And I love his All Summer Long, where he samples Sweet Home Alabama. That's good stuff. We'll have some more Kid Rock coming up for you in just a bit.
So the theme song is Celebrate, but then it also has another one, and it's Let the Good Times Roll.
That's New Orleans, baby.
Wait for that song to come out. I'm getting that off of iTunes. As soon as I find it, I'm grabbing it. That's going to be a good one. I'm excited about that. We also want to recognize an award for Jarius J.J. Robertson, who's going to receive the Warrior Award at the 2018 WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yeah, and the Warrior's wife will be coming out to do that. If you haven't seen the video of Jarius, he's one of these children that has had major, major medical problems in his life. And his attitude about life.
His personality is incredible. Hilarious. He is so... And I know there's some bite back to it, and there's some little bit of criticism too. Just because I think it's almost like he's showboating. He's not. And you know what? If he is showboating, he's telling you how to overcome adversity. So get over yourself.
Get over yourself. This kid is amazing.
Oh, he's incredible. I know he's going to be making a speech, I believe, at the WWE Hall of Fame. I can't wait for that. He's a kid with personality, with touch, and bring a box of tissues with you to that, by the way, because he'll make it tear up. He's a good kid, and we're excited to see that, and happy for him as well. So congratulations, JJ.
JJ, my man.
All right. So coming back, it's time to make some WWE WrestleMania 34 predictions. Dave Denton, RJ Salveson. You're listening to
Turnbuckle Trash and Kid Rock.
I'm going down to New Orleans to see about a friend of mine. I'm going down to New Orleans, leaving all of that behind. Headed south from Detroit, I got Cajun cooking on my mind.
It's Kid Rock and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
West Coast chillin' with the moon
flying. I'm gonna be a cowboy, baby.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive. I was born free. I was born free. We didn't have no internet, but man, I never will forget the way the shined upon her head. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Oh, oh, oh.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
The greatest wrestler in the history of wrestling? He was so good that he wore an outfit with the word fair play written across it. Like, I'm so good, I don't even need the cheat to beat you. It's kind of my idol.
You're changing your Depends over the diapers.
I sentenced them to
deletion.
Pins over the dice.
Delete.
Welcome back, Dave Den, Najee Salveson, Chris Evans, and Zane Pearson will be joining us later. We're about to make some WWE WrestleMania 34 predictions.
Oh, I love it, baby.
By the way, just so you know, and if you're interested, tickets are still on sale, and they're costing from anywhere to $35, or if you're in Dave's price range, $2,000. If you're looking for traveling packages with accommodation, it's going from $1,150 to $8,525, more your range again.
But I can't believe $35 for the Superdome.
I know.
It just got to be nosebleed.
Hey, you're still seeing the same match, right? Same event as everybody else. Doesn't
bring
matter.
Bring some binoculars.
So it's been interesting since, with all this being as it is, I'm really excited for a couple of matches, and we're going to actually get into the first one right now, the cruiserweight match.
Yes, cruiserweight division. Cedric Alexander against Mustafa Ali from 205 Live.
I'm excited about this. They're quick. It's a fast-paced match, and I love fast-paced matches. Mm-hmm. I really do, and I feel like these guys bring it. And I know, is this a pre-show match, or is this one of the main? I mean,
I'm thinking they're going to put it in the pre-show.
And if they do, you tune in.
Yeah,
I think you would. It's going to be good stuff. I'm excited for the Cruiserweight title to finally get its mystique back, if you will. It's been a while for them and for the Intercontinental Championship finally getting its, what would you call it? Its spice back, if you will. Right.
So who's your pick?
You know, I've been biting back and forth on this one, but I'm going to go Cedric Alexander.
Good pick. That's mine.
Is it?
That's my pick.
I feel like Cedric might have the upper hand. For whatever reason, maybe it's just based on momentum or whatever, but I think it's Cedric is my guy.
Okay, we were talking with Chris Evans. Chris on the map right now. The Cruiserweight Championship with Cedric Alexander and Mufasa Ali.
I really haven't kept up with the Cruiserweight, but I picked Mustafa Ali to win the title. I believe that... it's time for him to have a big push, doing very well with the 205. And, I believe that he'll win the title on WrestleMania. He needs it. Hey, it's time to bring up the 205 and the cruiserweight. They need to, you know, bring them in more. That's what really makes the show and steals the show is the cruiserweights. And I picked Mustafa to win. It's going to be a very high flying match. They put on a show. They put on a show better than sometimes the regular matches.
Well, let's go back a little bit and go back to the battle royals. Let's start with the women's battle royal. There's so many competitors that are going to be in. It's very, very difficult to pick. But if right now some of the people that aren't in just in the regular WrestleMania, that's easy for me to say. People like Becky Lynch, Bayley, Sasha Banks, the Riot Squad, you've got Absolution. That's just some of the people in the women's Battle Royal. If you thought about it, who would you pick?
Well, I'll go through the entrance really quickly. Sasha Banks, Becky Lynch, Liv Morgan, Naomi, Natalya, Ruby... Is that Riot?
Ruby Riot,
there
yes.
There you go. Sarah Logan, Bayley, Lana.
She could soothe my owies.
Mandy Rose... See, I just butchered her name now. Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Mickey James, Carmella, and Dana Brooke. If you ask me, if I'm a betting man, I'd have to go Natalya.
You think it's going to be Natty? That's a good pick. Good pick.
You?
I'm going Becky Lynch.
Really?
Becky Lynch.
Let's move on. It's kind of hard to pick a battle royal because you have many people. If you were going to pick, who would you pick as the winner in the women's battle royal? If you had to pick from what I just told you, what would you say?
I'd say Bayley.
Bayley?
I say Bayley. I mean, they've been really hard on Bayley lately. They haven't been giving her a real big push.
Mm-hmm.
I say Bayley should win the. Like I said, they just haven't really been pushing Bayley lately. She's got that job face going every time she goes out for a match, like, oh, Lord, I got to do this again. And I think she's not enjoying – no, she's really not enjoying what she does because she used to be a champion, and now she's like an undercard, mid-card wrestler. It's time to boost her back up, and she needs to have that women's title again. But yeah, I pick Bayley to win the Battle Royal.
Okay, do you want to go to the Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal?
By the way, they weren't going to do this Royal. I'd heard they at one point they were thinking they weren't going to do it, and I would have been really shamed of the WWE for that.
Yeah, you were. I don't think you were with us that time when I was talking about when they announced it was going to be the that woman's battle royal that they changed the name from. And I was angry because it said they were going to do the Andre the Giant. I think that's something they should do in the pre-show every year. It should be there every year. And I started thinking about this today. Go down some of the participants there.
So your entrance will be Dash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Baron Corbin, Mojo Rawley, Ty Dillinger, and then a week later, Matt Hardy, Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, Tyler Breeze all were entered in. And then about a week later after that, Goldust, Heath Slater, Rhino, Zack Ryder, and Primo Colon.
Yeah,
Primo Colon. All entered in. So that's a good list, by the way. And when you add guys like Dolph Ziggler, Fandango, and Tyler Breeze, it adds more intrigue to it. Go ahead. What do you think?
I'm thinking there's going to be a surprise entrance. Going to be Gronk.
Rob Gronkowski?
I think he will be a surprise entrant into the Battle Royal. And then he'll be booted out of the ring by Mojo.
Really?
And I think I'm going to pick Mojo Rawley to win it again.
So the Gronk spike.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Mm. Okay. Let's see. So, oh, by the way. Matt Hardy's in this. I didn't know that.
He's the Woken One.
I have... Man, this is tough. I'm going to go Baron Corbin's going to win this.
That's a good pick.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know why. He's guessing here.
Mm-hmm. In a battle royal, that's all it is.
Yeah, I'll say Baron Corbin. And if there is a surprise entry and it's Rob Gronkowski, then please, Rob, whatever you freaking do, don't freaking get hurt. Okay, we just traded away Damian Dolan. We just traded away Brandon Cooks. All right? Don't get hurt. If you do, I will unfollow you on Twitter.
You don't like my pick,
shut up,
do
Dave.
You?
Leave me alone. I'm just anxious right now. Okay, yeah. A little antsy.
Okay.
No, I got Baron Corbin. You?
I pick Gronk.
Okay.
No, I will pick Mojo.
The fact that I just fell for that tells you enough.
You hate me, don't you?
All right, now I do.
In the men's category, that's a loaded category. I mean, just in SmackDown, you've got Baron Corbin, you've got, Dolph Ziggler is going to be in there, and who else? Mojo Rawley and, you know, all the undercard guys. And Raw's the same way. You know, you're just going to have a bunch of guys in there that are good performers, but what are they going to do? Heath Slater?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's going to be a two-time winner. It's going to be, I think it'll be Baron Corbin again. I think it'll be Baron because, I mean, they're really pushing him a lot. They pulled back, and I think it's time for them to push him just a little bit more. And what way to do it better than a two-time Battle Royal champion in the Andre the Giant? So, I'm picking Baron Corbin to win it one more time.
You're not going to walk with Elias then, huh?
No, because I've got another idea for okay. I've got this feeling that something else is fixing to come up with him. And if it is, I will be floored. And I hope I'm right.
Okay, are you ready to move on?
Let's do it.
Okay, the Raw Tag Team Championship will be Dubar against Braun Strowman and a mystery partner, if he has a partner.
Okay, let's not get stupid here. Who do you think his mystery partner is really going to be?
I think it's going to be Bobby Lashley.
Huh?
Bobby Lashley has signed with WWE, or has reportedly signed, and he is too good to go to NXT. But it could be Rey Mysterio. Both of them have been rumored. Rey Mysterio had an injured shoulder, and he was supposed to perform at New Japan about a month and a half ago at one of their big pay-per-views, and he couldn't do that. But is he well enough to do that? Or is the WWE going to be stupid enough to have a one-man tag team? make it a 2-on-1 for the tag titles. Notice I said stupid enough.
Huh. I still think the bar wins.
Good pick. Yeah.
I don't know who his tag team partner is going to be, but I still think the bar wins.
I'm going to pick the bar with some sort of twist. It's going to happen. Somebody's going to come out and turn on Braun. Whoever he is, whoever his partner is, and Bobby Lashley would be a great pick to turn on Braun Strowman as a tag team partner, and then the bar would win. So I'm going to pick the bar with a twist. And I'm not talking to Chubby Checker either. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist.
No, stop it. Stop it right now.
I will.
The Raw Tag Team Champions, Da Bar, taking on Braun Strowman and... You have an idea who's going to be there?
Walking with Elias. Yes. Yes.
You think it's going to be Elias?
I think it'll be Elias. Yes. Who else
That'd
could
be interesting.
Better? Who else could be better for Braun Strowman than the man that he already... You know, he brought out the he was playing the piano and he played that big cello and everything. Who better? Who better than him to be his tag team partner and win the tag team titles? Those two would be a powerhouse together. And that's who I'm picking for his mystery partner is him. I'm picking Elias to walk out and say, here I am. Let's go. And if it's not, if it's just Braun Strowman by himself, he'll be the first one ever in WWE history to hold the tag team titles by himself.
Yeah, all right. I don't like that.
You don't think that'll happen?
I hope not.
You don't think that'll happen?
No, I just don't like the idea. I hope not. I mean, a tag team has to be a tag team.
Man, I'm not comfortable with this bar pick, but I'm going to do it anyways.
Okay.
There is going to be a twist, though. There's going to be something that's going to throw us into absolute chaos.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But it's going to result in the bar winning.
Okay.
I'm not 100% confident, though.
I love the bar.
Me too.
They don't set the bar.
Dude, that mohawk that Sheamus has got going is really just...
It's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, it's gross. It's gross.
And you should know, you were up there close and personal with
him.
Oh
my gosh, he's so terrifying.
Yeah. Okay, let's move on to another tag team championship. The SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Going to be three teams competing. The champions, the Usos, the New Day, and the Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah, the Usos are winning this one.
You think?
I got Jimmy and Jay.
Huh. It's not a bad pick. I mean, it's 1-3. I'll tell you, I'm going to go with the Bludgeon Brothers.
Okay. Harper and Rowan, that's not a bad pick.
Yeah, it's not a bad pick. I just see them, the way they've set them up is almost being invincible. That's I'm going to go with the Bludgeon Brothers.
The SmackDown Tag Team Champion, the Usos versus the New Day and the Bludgeon Brothers.
Ooh, that's gonna be a very hard fought tag team match, but I'm gonna go on the limb and say the Usos are going to retain the titles at WrestleMania. It's not time for the Bludgeon Brothers to hold the titles yet. In the New Day, they've already had it long enough. I pick the Usos to retain at WrestleMania.
So we're moving on to the U.S. title match. It's going to be Randy Orton, the RKO guy, out of nowhere, the glorious one, Bobby Roode, Jinder Mahal, all versus Rusev Day. Pick.
Well, it's interesting because at Fastlane, Randy Orton won the U.S. title from Bobby, and then Jinder Mahal felt that he should have been in the match, and of course, he goes and beats down both Orton and Bobby. This is all about ego, and if it is, got Jinder Mahal winning.
You think it's going to be Jinder?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he has Lenny, but it doesn't have Squiggy. Squiggy's out injured.
Well, Lenny or Squiggy, he's still going to win.
Okay. So, you're going to pick Jinder Mahal, and I am going to celebrate Rusev Day. I pick Rusev to win.
You're so biased. Of course you're going to pick Rusev.
Because I have his shirt. So you want to move on?
No, I'm just thinking here. 7 years ago, put this exact same match together, would you have picked either of these two and not picked Randy Orton?
Oh, no, no.
Isn't Randy that
Orton
crazy?
Would have been the one to pick, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that is crazy. So.
How far we are along in these. I mean, how we're taking Jinder Mahal or Rusev over Randy Orton.
Yeah, and remember, Jinder Mahal has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Off and on, mostly as a jobber, but, you know, he's been the champion, and now he looks good. And he's moving into that role very nicely, by the way. So.
Yeah.
The United States Championship. Are you ready for this one?
Go for it. Well, I'm going to go on a little limb again and say happy Rusev Day to everyone. I pick Rusev to win the United States Championship. I believe it's time for him to hold that title again. Shoot, he needs it. I mean, look at the way his popularity has just exploded with Rusev Day. So I'm going to pick him. It's going to be a hard-fought match between all of them. Jinder Mahal. Maybe he can go back to Afghanistan, I guess. I don't know, or wherever he's from.
Canada.
Always from Canada. Whoop.
Yeah, originally. Okay, well. That's where he was born and raised. But he does speak Punjabi. His parents are from India. So.
God bless you, then, what you just said. That sounds like a mixed drink or an appetizer at an Indian restaurant. I'll take that, please. But no,
I'll take the Jinder Mahal, please.
I'll take the Jinder Mahal. Thank you very much.
Yes,
no,
with extra Mahal in it, please.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes even Tums won't take that away. You never know. No, I pick Rusev to win the United States Championship. It's time for him to go back into the – and now since Rusev Day has taken over almost every – from Ring of Honor to the Indies, everyone is chanting Rusev Day.
You know, I was watching the championship wrestling from Hollywood, and right there on the front row was somebody with a Rusev Day shirt on there. So I said, I have that shirt, too. I love that shirt. Okay.
Yeah, everybody's pretty big down here in North Carolina. We see a lot of Rusev Days in the mall.
Oh, really?
I've seen about four or five that have Happy Rusev Day, and somebody was screaming it one day in the Clarksville Mall here. And they were chanting Rusev Day, and I looked in the turn. I said, "Are you kidding me? Really here? Okay, fine. just go away."
But that's awesome, but man. You know.
Yeah, it is.
I wear my shirt everywhere. You know, when I'm here in Logan, Utah. Now this is a little bit different area than North Carolina. I mean, it's not a big hotbed for professional wrestling. But a couple of times I've had people stop me and say, "What does that mean?" But nobody has ever recognized it, you know? But I love it. I love it a lot. So.
Yeah. Well, he capitalized on Rusev Day, and he needs a push. So hopefully Rusev gets it.
Okay, we're moving on to the Intercontinental Championship. The IC title defended by The Miz, who is the new dad of a new little girl. Congratulations, Miz. And he'll take on Seth Rollins and Finn Balor for the IC Championship.
I wish all three could win because they're so good. All three just perform so well and at such a high level, and they would all respect and hold the IC title really well.
This could be the match of the night.
One of the
two or three.
Help me. Seth.
Seth? You're going to go with Seth Rollins?
Yeah.
I think
maybe, yeah, I think.
You know,
I don't know.
I'm going to go that direction too. Seth Rollins.
Really?
Yeah, so we can call it Monday Night Rollins. Kind of sounds like Chris Jericho thing, but.
But with saying that, Miz and Rollins aren't done with each other yet.
Oh, no.
They'll be back for more.
Yeah.
It's tough. That's a good, man. I'm looking forward to that one.
That's going to be a fun one to watch.
Your pick.
Man, this is going to be a tough one. I'll pick, Finn Balor. Finn Balor for the win. He's got a good track record on Seth Rollins. He's already beat him a couple of times on Raw. Seth's beat him a couple of times. But, yeah, I pick Finn Balor for the Intercontinental title. it's time for them to push him as well. They put him under the mid card, and ever since he lost the Universal title and he's had that injury, it's time for to them put him back in the spotlight and main event level is what he is. He's not a mid card man. He's main event.
So, I agree that.
Yeah, he needs to be Intercontinental Champion. It's time for the Miz to go be with that new baby and just, you know, push off for a little bit and let someone else hold the title for a while so he can enjoy
go film another movie. Probably the Marine 97.
Well, that's fine. It'll just go straight to DVD like the last one did. So who got to see that one? Not me. No.
So now we go to the Raw Women's Championship with The Rock's cousin Nia Jax going up against Little Miss Bliss, Alexa Bliss, for the Raw Women's Championship. Now, Alexa is maybe 5 foot, 5 foot one, and Nia probably makes at least two of her. But who are you gonna go there?
Miss Bliss, and it's not even close.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. I'm actually shocked. Well, you know,
how's that for confidence?
Yeah, they have set her up to be a very one of the thinking men's wrestler, the psychology of wrestling, and she's been doing that very, very well. So, but I'm going to have to go opposite. I'm going to have to go with Nia Jax. I think she needs a push for at least 3 or 4 months before she loses it again, maybe at another pay-per-view. But I'll go with Nia Jax.
Nia Jax against Little Miss Bliss, the champion, Alexa Bliss.
Nia. I picked Nia Jax to win. It's time for that little... How tall is she? She's got to be about, what, 4 foot nine? She's not
I
even
think 5 foot
five tall.
Foot. Yeah, five maybe foot? All of 5 foot.
Well, it's time for her to go into the land of make-believe and, you know... She's a good looking girl, don't get me wrong, but she's a good wrestler. She's held that belt for a long time, but it's time for someone else to hold it, and I think it's time for Nia to hold it because, like I said before on the other two, she's been mid-card. They've pushed her off because she's not this stunning, you know, playboy model look-alike, and it's time for somebody to hold the title that looks like a wrestler.
Okay, moving on. SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair versus the Empress of Tomorrow, Asuka. So you've got the Queen, Charlotte Flair, from the Queen City, and the Empress from Japan, Asuka.
Asuka's starting to make a name for herself, and I think she's starting to win over the crowd. I've got Asuka.
You know, I see Asuka because they've been building her up with this undefeated streak for 2.5 years.
Yep.
I see Asuka, but that might be a barn burner too. It might be one of the best matches of the night.
That's gonna be a slugfest too.
Oh yeah,
like those two are gonna be dead tired, exhausted by the end of that match, and beaten up pretty good. So that should be a fun one.
So we're both going with Asuka.
Well, since I'm in North Carolina, not too far away, but 30 minutes away from Charlotte, I will say Charlotte. I'm going to
go with
Charlotte.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Charlotte. I think that she will retain her title at WrestleMania, and she is going to break the streak of Asuka. If I may be wrong, which I probably will be, but I pick Charlotte to retain. I mean, it's going to be a good, hard-fought match. Charlotte is injured. I think she had some – I don't know if it was her leg or –
She had dental surgery.
Oh, well.
What the heck, right? She's not going to bite her anyway.
No, I'm not going to bite her. Don't worry. That'll heal. Just put a little dirt on it, stick it back in. You'll be okay. and I'm hoping that the Nature Boy will escort her to the ring, for WrestleMania. I'm hoping Charlotte will have her dad. That would be real good for, to see the Nature Boy with her with his daughter. And, I'm picking Charlotte to break the streak of Asuka.
You know, I'm just going to jump in here real quick. The only way I see Charlotte winning is if she has a heel turn and does something, you know, like the dirtiest player in the game. And she does something and breaks the streak. That's it. That's the only way I see her winning.
Well, I think she'll dive into her dad's book of heel turns, and you never know. I mean, the woman, she's got a big push already. She's been one heck of a champion. She's held all the titles, and she's good as a heel, and she's good as a babyface, but hopefully Charlotte can pull it out, and she can beat Asuka. I'm not a real big Asuka fan, but, I mean, they're turning her out to be like Goldberg, but it's a cross-dresser model. Asuka's good. She's a real good wrestler, but I see Charlotte winning, beating Asuka, I hope.
Okay. Then you've got the returning Daniel Bryan, and he's taking on as a partner Shane O'Mac, and they are going against Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, and Owens and Zayn have to win to continue their careers in the WWE.
Congratulations to you on being medically cleared to do what you love and what we all love to watch you do. Over the past 3 weeks, I've been through a couple things myself. I was hospitalized with diverticulitis, staph infection, and an umbilical hernia courtesy of Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. But I have also been medically cleared. So I like to say that this Sunday, you and I are going to give it every single thing we got, and that's our promise this Sunday at WrestleMania.
Wait a second. I just shook your hand 2 minutes ago. Nashville doesn't want to see us shake hands, do you? Does Nashville want to see us hug it out? That's right, and Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan being on the same page is bad news for Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, because we are going to get our payback for what they did to me, we are going to get our payback for what they did to Shane, and we are going to get our payback for everything that they've done in between.
These two
before
have been fired.
We're invited,
what are they doing here?
To leave this arena, guess what? This, fired or not, it's still the Sami and Kevin show. Sunday night, WrestleMania will still be the Sami and Kevin show, and nobody and nothing is going to stop us from speaking our minds tonight.
It is our dream to obliterate you.
And that's exactly what we're going to do this Sunday. And that, my friend, will be our WrestleMania moment.
You know, this has been kind of an interesting feud. Obviously, it started when Owens was facing Shane McMahon in Hell in a Cell. Got some help from a very unexpected ally.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
That being Sami Zayn, and got him out of a hole and ended up winning. I still don't know what Shane McMahon's doing in a ring. I ask it every time he's fighting. I just think it's a waste of time. I'm surprised you can't find anybody else.
And tell us how you really feel, Deuce.
And you're talking about a guy who had serious neck injury. He was, you know, supposed to retire.
Yeah.
He's been let back to wrestle. I think this is a squash match.
Squash on which side?
Oh, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are winning this one.
Okay. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
I will agree with you, and I'm going to say why.
Well, I hope so.
Daniel Bryan will turn heel. He will do something to Shane McMahon.
To become a... Oh, and I see where you're going with
somehow,
this.
Somehow he'll kick or do something to Shane McMahon, and then Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn will get the win.
So then what would that do after WrestleMania then? Oh, no way. Are you telling me?
That Daniel Bryan is going to come back as a heel for a short time until Kevin Owens turns on him.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
I can go with that.
Okay. Good.
I pick Owens and Zayn to win, and then I pick Daniel Bryan to do a heel turn on Shane, to where he either turns on Shane in the middle of the match or the ending of the match, where Shane's on the about to pin maybe Sammy, and then Daniel drop kicks him in the head and turns heel. I really think that that's going to happen, because it's time for Daniel when he comes back. He's good as a heel, and I'd like to see him do that to Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him turn heel. I think that's what's going to happen. Daniel will turn heel, and Sammy and Kevin Owens will win the match at WrestleMania.
Oh, man, that's going to play with my head that whole entire match.